Hello and welcome to this new series for Pro Wrestling Only, the Monday Top Turn. This is Parv, and at least for the first few episodes, I'm going to be your host. This is a very simple show. Every Monday, we will pick a wrestling topic, and then the host will rank their top 10 in that topic. In time, I hope that there will be other PWO hosts sitting in the hot seat, but for now, buckle up and strap in, because our first episode is going to be about the top 10 stiffest workers of all time. This is the list that I have come up with. But if you want to let me know your list, either reply over at the Pro Wrestling Only thread or shoot me a tweet at Jerry Von K. Speaking of Twitter, I just want to give a quick shout out to Brian, who actually requested a show on the top 10 stiffest workers only a couple of days back. Pat yourself on the back, Brian. You gave birth to a brand new series. Now let's do this. Before I get going, what do we mean by stiffness? Well, I can tell you what I mean. Basically, that's when you hit someone else very hard. So without further ado, let's start the countdown. 10. Number 10 is William Regal. Ah, William Regal. Now, stiffness may not be the first association people have with him, but when the powers that be at WCW made him the real man's man, they weren't kidding. Regal has some of the most bruising and physical matches ever to make tape. Check out his matches in Japan, especially the one against Kenji Muto in 1995. Check out also his brawls with Terry Rudge, for example his match in Germany from 1998, and his matches with Fit Finlay in WCW circa 1996, which are legendary. Number 9 is Greg Valentine, who had arms like tree trunks and a face like a frying pan. Even at the height of rock and wrestling, Valentine could really lay in his shots. I'd recommend his matches with Bob Backlund from around 1981 and the famous dog collar match with Roddy Piper. 8. Hot on the heels of Valentine is another ridiculously stiff worker who once had a famous feud with him in the WWF in 1989. I'm talking, of course, of Rugged Ronnie Garvin, who's at number 8. Garvin's Hands of Stone moniker was very well earned, and beyond his Valentine stuff, I'd recommend watching him whenever he faced Ric Flair, especially in that Techwood Studio match from 1985 and the match in which he won the NWA title in 1987. The welts on their chests were real. Also, whenever Ronnie Garvin faces a jobber, it's something to behold. 7. No list of stiffest workers is complete without the man at number 7 here, Samoa Joe. His match with Loki in ROH from 2002 is one of the most brutal I can remember witnessing. Check out also his match with Necro Butcher from IWA Mid-South in 2005, which is also legendary. 6. Speaking of legends, this next pick is the OG of stiffness himself, Wahoo McDaniel. Wahoo is a chop master who will slap the shit out of any young punk looking at him in the wrong way. I'd recommend his matches with Ric Flair from 1985, as well as his match with Nick Bockwinkel from 1983, some of the sickest shots you'll see in a wrestling ring. 5. My number 5 pick is a chap from Japan, Shinya Hashimoto. Now, most of my picks so far have specialized in chops, but this dude specialized in kicking, very hard, in the head. You can see him at his stiffest against Riki Choshu in their match from August the 2nd, 1996, as well as against another legend of Puro, Tenryu, 2 years later on August the 1st, 1998. 4. We're sticking with Japan for my number 4 pick here, and it is arguably the man who took the stiff reverse knife edge to its logical extreme point, Kenta Kobashi. This man has too many legendary battles for me to list here, but whenever you see him in a wrestling ring, take the chance to do so, especially if Misawa, Kawada, or Jun Akiyama are also in that ring. I will give a special mention to his match against Steve Williams from September 1993 because its intensity is off the charts. 3. Kobashi also had a great match in 1993 with my next pick here, Stan the Lariat Hansen, a man who is virtually synonymous with the idea of stiffness in wrestling. His lariat is a thing of beauty. If you want to see surprising levels of violence, seek out his match with Andre the Giant from New Japan in 1981, or else his wonderful brawls with Terry Funk or Carlos Colon. Stan Hansen brought stiffness to the very core of his performance. 2. He also had a match with my next pick here, and my number 2 pick overall, Vader. When Vader was still a baby bull, he was known as Leon White and had a truly physical encounter with Hansen in 1986 in the old AEWA. However, their most legendary match happened in 1990 in Japan at the Tokyo Dome in an encounter so sickening that Vader's eye literally popped out of its socket. Vader demonstrates his stiffness virtually any time he wrestles, but I will give special mention to his trilogy of matches with Sting in WCW circa 1992-93. And so that leaves my number one pick, Katsuyori Shibata. Shibata is a very recent discovery of mine after I was blown away by his match against Hikuri Goto at the very recent Wrestle Kingdom 11 last week. This is one of the stiffest matches I have ever witnessed and is only matched by sheer physicality and intensity by another Shibata match against Tomohiro Ishii at the G1 Climax in 2013. These matches are not so much wrestling as they are legalized murder attempts. Shibata's Misawa elbows are among the most brutal strikes ever thrown. His so-called soccer kick or penalty kick is sickening. His patented low-floating drop kick in the corner has the power to take the head off a horse. Now, I am still in the process of watching this man's work, but after watching a handful of his matches, I think he is stiffer than Kobashi, Hansen, and Vader, which should tell you absolutely everything about just how stiff this man is. I'd encourage all fans of stiffness to check him out. Now, I know that everyone will have their own view of which workers should and should not make such a top 10, so be sure to let me know whether you agree or disagree, or whether you think I've left anyone out who deserve to be there. It's all in the spirit of good fun. And be sure to tune in again next Monday for the Monday Top 10.